all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back here on the Boss Man Show here at Robert Jones, coach of Norfolk State Spartans out of the MEAC Conference. Coach Jones, first of all, how are you and your family doing, man, through all this COVID crisis, man?
Everybody doing okay. Everybody's, safe and sound so far. Thank God. And just trying to continue to be safe and sound in these times.
Now, Coach, let's go back to March at the MEAC tournament, man, when you all found out when everything was getting shut down. I know for me, it was my birthday, March 11th, when the Hawks and Knicks shut down. I got the text message, we're going to suspend the season. And since my birthday, it's kind of been crazy. I know y'all's in the MEAC tournament going on. So how was it for you and your team and that whole experience, and especially for your seniors who got to hit it in on that kind of a note there?
I mean, it was tough for them. I think that the day that they shut down the MEAC tournament, we were supposed to play a couple hours later. We never played one game in the tournament. So, we were supposed to play that night as our opening game in the quarterfinals. But we never played. And we knew during the day that it wasn't going to happen because we had shoot around that day for the game. But then after shoot around, we start seeing, league after league after league canceling. So we knew it was just a matter of time if we were next. We were hoping that maybe we would have played, but once everybody else canceled, we was the last one standing. It was like, they got to cancel now. So it was over with that. But just having that conversation with the guys, and then not just the seniors especially, that they won't have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. you know, but those young guys who put in a lot of work, you know, last year we had a team that we had 10 new guys and we kept progressing over the season. And we had, you know, we were going into that tournament on a 3-game winning streak. And, you know, we were like the highest rated, you know, team, like as far as RPI net ranking in the conference heading into that, the MEAC tournament. So although we weren't the number one seed, we were one game out of first place. We had the highest ranking in the momentum going into the tournament. So we were looking forward to the tournament, but, you know, once again, you know, we couldn't do it. It crushed everybody, coaches, players, seniors, you know, freshmen, everybody, it crushed.
And I know this played a big role for your academic advisor because getting guys to go be from on campus to now going virtual, that transition had to be hard for some of the guys who are used to that structure of being on campus with you guys and that flow of study halls and the help you have on campus. So academic advisor played probably a big role in getting your young men to do the spring semester and the summer here as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think them and us, we had to make sure we keep up with these guys too, because now, like you said, it's not, you know, it's easier when a kid knows that if he misses class that you might go run him, you know, outside or a track or something like that for missing class. But it's a little harder when, you know, if he misses something and he's 500 miles away from you, you know, it's a little tougher to try to have that same punishment. But academic advisors did a great job. The coaching staff, you know, did a great job. And we were able to, our team GPA was almost 3.2. It was 3.195 last semester with the, you know, during the pandemic. So that was good for us.
And that just shows how your young men, you know, are responsible and accountable, because, you know, it's easy during that time to get back home. Like you said, coach, I know where they're me. I can not do an assignment. You know, you probably show up on Blackboard still, but, you know, the accountability factor is not as there because you're not on campus. So if you're a young man to come through that strong for you like that, what would it be over be average, man? Kudos to them for sure.
Yeah, without question. You know, so it was definitely a good semester for us. Academically, it was a good semester.
Now, coach, so with the guys being at home, I'm pretty sure your strength conditioning coach played a big role too, because, you know, guys not made to get to a hoop. You want them to be in some kind of physical condition, you know, and they're going to be in tip-top shape as they come back to campus here real soon. But it's like, you know, how did that go? Trying to keep guys, give them workouts, kind of do stuff where they don't have a hoop and in the home and walking and running, staying in kind of some kind of shape during this whole time of shutdown.
Well, the strength and conditioning coach, yes, has been you know, very influential in setting exercises and things like that. We've also set up something ourselves. We use the Nike Run Club app, you know, that you know, is free, you know, and we put up challenges, you know, whether it's this week do 5 miles, this week do 3 miles, you know, whatever the challenge is, so we can know that the guys are doing something and they have to record it, you know, in the app. I guess that's free knowledge to any coaches out there that's trying to figure out a way to, you know, keep their guys in condition. You know, you can use the Nike Run Club app. So that's, you know, that's for free right there, that little tip right there. So, you know, we've used it and, just to keep the guys, you know, something going, you know, you gotta keep them in some kind of shape. They're not going to be in the shape that they should be in exactly, but you don't want them to get so far out of shape that's going to take forever for them to get in shape, you know.
Most definitely, Coach. You know, during this time, Coach, I know you probably had to talk to you guys about being responsible, saying no when you want to say yes to certain things, because, you know, it's almost beginning to become as a team, because, you know, if you get your own guy to get too sick or get a family member because I want to go out and have some fun or the barbecue or whatever the case may be. So how have you been trying to stress to your guys that about, even though you're young, this thing is still bother you and cause you some lasting damage if it's not taken care of properly?
I mean, that's the toughest part sometimes, because these kids, sometimes young kids today, invincible to what's going on, you know, and you're not, you know, there's COVID affects people of all ages. You know, of course it does affect people older, you know, a little different, but it does affect people of all ages, you know, all ages, people are getting sick, all ages, people are dying. So, you know, you're not oblivious to it because you're 18, 19, 20 years old. And I think some of these young guys think that. So we've been just trying to be conscious as far as like educating them on how serious the you know, this is. Like I tell people all the time, like I'm not necessarily running from the disease, but I'm not scared of the disease, but I'm not running to it either though, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I wear my mask, you know, when I'm in public places, I encourage them to do the same. I got my hand sanitizer, I wash my hands, I do everything that I'm supposed to do to try to avoid as much as possible the disease.
Especially, like you said, like right here in Atlanta, like Georgia State's quarterback's out for the year with the heart issue that he had from COVID-19. So, like, guys their age are affected by, you know, I know some of the Big Ten had a report saying about the biggest fear about guys who had asymptomatically was the heart issue still, the heart muscle enlargement. So, in that can affect the guy running down a court or a field. If your heart's a little bit large, that can end badly for you. So I hope the young men out here listening to the show today will understand that, hey, even though you're young, it can still have a lasting effect. If you don't have any, quote, the symptoms per se, it's still doing something to you internally.
Yeah, without question. I mean, that new thing that they found out about the heart, you know, even though, you know, you said, you know, you can walk around in the actual COVID, you know, you're not coughing or you're not, you know, lost taste or smell or anything like that. But then the long-term effect with the heart disease is a scary thing. So, you know, just trying to make sure everybody is as safe as possible. You know, we realize that probably throughout the course of a year, and we hope that it doesn't happen, but, you know, someone might catch it, unfortunately, because that's just, you know, so easy to catch. But we're trying to do everything that we can to educate the guys on precaution, and also precaution once they, you know, get around other college students, you know, that are non-student athletes, just trying to have them be the ambassadors to let people know, you know, that to make sure you practice the safe protocols, because it could affect everybody. And, you know, selfishly, of course, it could affect the student athletes, you know, tremendously.
And coach, looking at, you know, everything here with recruiting wise, have you been expanding your reach? Because, you know, everybody's using Zoom now, so if you've been able to get into different areas now, not having to travel, you can just Zoom them and show them like the campus virtually now, talk to the family virtually here. So how's that Zoom recruiting been for you guys, and how's it helped you in your future classes here coming up?
It's been interesting. It's been tough too, because at the same time, you want to sit down and look somebody in the eyes, you know, and really try to get a feel and have them look at you in your eyes so you can see the passion of you. I think sometimes, you know, the passion or way a kid is or demeanor doesn't really fully come across in Zoom as you know, when they're sitting on the couch in your office, you know, and you can really talk to them. So that's been tough in that regard. Now, financially, of course, it's been easier because we haven't had to use a lot of the budget to do anything, you know, recruiting wise. And then I do think that people are, you know, becoming more receptive of Zoom, you know, recruiting and things like that. So it's not so far-fetched. I mean, you know, I know you, you know, we've done, you know, the podcast before together and stuff like that. So, you know, I definitely took the call, but I'm Zoomed out, man. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. You know, I'm Zoomed. Like, we do a lot of Zoom stuff. You know, it's cool for what it is, but you definitely want to get that in-person contact.
Most definitely. You know, from my side, it's good to see you guys rather than on the phone. You know, for me, it's good. I mean, for me, the Zoom thing was like, oh, yeah, you can do Zoom now via from your house. I was like, cool. Yeah. I ain't got to go downtown no more. Cool. I can see people now. Okay, cool. So they set me up with. So I like getting able to see you guys now and talk to you that way now. But, yeah, man, I feel you, man. I can feel you being Zoomed out for sure. And now, Coach, you kind of talked about the budget here. I'm worried about the HBCU schools, especially the smaller schools, because, like, look here, man, let's be real about it. I've seen some of these contracts for games, and I know what they are. They loaded with these COVID clauses, and if you have fans, if you don't have fans, and men's basketball and women's basketball and football, the money raising schools for HBCU schools, for the most part, the revenue-wise, covering everybody. So I know the season might be pushed back to Thanksgiving, so how's it being sitting down with your AD and people around the budget about, you know, if the guarantee games are not there for you guys, how y'all going to kind of get through this year, man, if they take that away from you guys to recoup that money down the road?
I think credit to, you know, I know I'm not quite sure what a lot of other places are doing, and I know there's, you know, different places doing different things, but credit to our institution, I would say, is that there is institutional help to get through this year. You know, because they understand that athletically it's going to be a deficit. It's probably going to be a big deficit athletically. But the institution has helped out with some cover, help covering some of that deficit, so it won't hit us as hard. You know, we haven't had to drop any sports or anything like that that I see some other places have done. You know, so, you know, credit to the higher-ups at Norfolk State for helping athletics. But it's definitely going to be a deficit. I mean, our season, even though it's going to be probably pushed back a couple weeks, you know, more than likely, you know, you can reschedule some of those games and make some things happen, you know. So, you know, we probably won't lose that much revenue. We'll probably lose ticket sales, and I'm not quite sure how many fans and things like that is going to happen. But as far as the games, we'll probably be able to figure that out now. But on the football side of things, that's the tricky part, because, you know, they had guaranteed games of themselves. And I'm not quite sure if they're going to be able to make up any of those guaranteed games, especially with them not playing to the spring, and then some of the Power Fives are playing now, so it's like they're not going to play now and in the spring, you know. So it's like, you know, it's all over the place with that. So we'll see what happens with that.
And Coach Jones, let's talk about this issue, man. You know, now that you've been the head coach at HBCU school with a lot of young black men on your roster, so how have you attacked talking to the young men about the social unrest with George Floyd murder, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Ray Sharpe, Bruce Wright, and on my backyard, and other deaths? So how have you attacked that with your young men trying to understand what's going on in our country right now with that side of things as well?
I think with, you know, like I've said, and of course, as you probably know, this is a popular question, you know, any interview or anything like that, but the thing that I say, man, I say it all the time, is that it's you know, being a 41-year-old black man in this country, you know, and teaching, you know, and coaching predominantly African American young men, you know, on my team, you know, this is a conversation that we've had before in the past, before those unfortunate murders of, you know, all those people that you name, you know, George Floyd, and you go down the list, Breonna Taylor, and the shooting of Jacob Blake, and all the other stuff like that, you know, and everything in between, you know, as, you know, we have talked about this before. We talked about this last year, the year before, stuff like that, you know, of just the racial injustice. You know, the thing is that I say is that I think myself, you know, of course, being a little older than them, you know, you kind of grow up and you see different things, you know, growing up, you know, so you've kind of seen this story before, and it's like, unfortunately, you almost become numb to it a little bit, you know, and that's unfortunate. But I do think that, like, some of these younger guys, because they play sports, and sports is kind of almost like a racial bridge, you know, like you got black guys, white guys, all on the same court, all on the same field, all on the same team, you know, playing and pulling for each other, that they almost don't realize the full racial injustice that there is in the country. So, like, now, like, they're seeing this stuff up close and personal, is like making them like fired up, and like, that's why you see like a lot of the millennials marching and protesting and things like that, you know, because like I think honestly sometimes these younger kids almost forgot there was racism, or didn't believe there was racism,
you know? Exactly.
So now that they see it in the forefront, with, you know, the technology of camera phones and other recording devices, they're like, wow, that really happens? You know, like, they almost, like, you know, they almost oblivious to it. And then now it's, like, right there, and now it's, like, causing a big uproar among the younger folk. Because, like I said, you know, once you get past a certain age, I think you become numb to it. Because you've seen this story before. Like, it's unfortunate for all those people that you named, you know, but we can go back 10 years and start naming more people. We can go back 20 years and start naming more people. So it's, like, you know, we've had these conversations before. So, like, it's really nothing that we're doing so different in this day and age now with these guys than we haven't already talked about with other teams. You know, I think now, you know, we just try to make sure if they want to talk to us, we're able to, you know, comfort them a little bit in this situation.
And I know a lot of coaches have talked to me about voting and making sure your team's registered to vote. Is that an issue for you all? I'm pushing for you guys to make sure all you guys registered to vote, because I know this election is very, very crucial and key for a lot of reasons for our people going forward.
No, without question, that's one of our big initiatives. And I think we almost got everybody so far. I think we had like 88%, something like that. So we got a couple more guys that got to register. But, you know, like I told people before, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, because that's not my job. But I do think that you've earned the right to vote. So vote for somebody, you know, go through this the next couple months and decide what candidate, you know, you want to vote for. You know, I'm not telling anybody to vote, who to vote for, anything like that, because I think there's flaws on both of those candidates, honestly. You know, there's you know, it could be perceived pros on both of those candidates too. So, you know, you make your decision, but definitely exercise your right to vote, because, you know, your ancestors got you that right to vote.
And Coach, you know, I'm 33, you're 41, so you know what I'm saying here. Like, you know, for me, I'm the first one in my family to be vote, have four rights on paper, per se. My father's born in 31, mom born in 41, so I have older parents. But for them, they didn't want more four rights, and I do. So I feel like I have to push this issue for my parents who didn't have it, because, you know, you and I were born four rights, but our parents were not. So I feel like we got to express it to teach our young men, like, hey, look, it's more than what you see it, think it is, because, you know, now it's out there again. You know, some people, like you said, kind of got numb to it and didn't think it happened. And I try to explain that racism is subtle. It's systemic. It's not just calling you an N-word, right? It's systemic and more subtle than that. It's more nuanced than that. And I try to tell my white listeners is that unless you know it and deal with it, you ain't going to see us, you know, deal with it the way we do. So it's not going to be like clear cut for you the way it is for us.
Yeah, right question. I mean, I agree. I mean, just like I tell, you know, some of my white counterparts is that, like, you know, I can't tell you how to be a white male. I can't tell you how you feel, you know, being a white male. And you can't really understand how I feel being a black male, honestly. You know, until we can try to educate each other on both sides. Because, I mean, I can't tell you how it is to be a white male, you know. Or they can't tell you, you know, they can't tell me how it is in my shoes. So it's like, you know, when we're trying to educate you on how it is, just listen a little bit, you know, and not think that it doesn't exist, you know. You know, you can take your own views or whatever, but just listen to what's actually, you know, said. Like, listen to, like, how we feel. Listen to, you know, what we've been through. And don't think that, like, oh, my God, no way you've been through that. Yeah, yes, we have, you know, and stuff. Just because most of us don't go and cry about it every day, you know, don't mean we it's not going on or we haven't, you know, been through it. We just try to figure out a way to just navigate through the nonsense, you know, and stuff. So that's all.
Well, definitely. Cole Jones, I thank you for your time today, man, on a Friday, man. I appreciate you always coming on the show, man. And we'll definitely do this again down the road, man. I know you zoomed out, man. It was fun to see you, man. Talk to you. See you, man.
For sure, man. For sure. Anytime, man.
All right, folks. It's Robert Jones from the Boss Man Show.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're gonna give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it, get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.